And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is September the 4th, 2010, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, I want to thank all my listeners out there, and most particularly today I'd like to thank our guest, Mr. L.B. Bork. And I encourage everybody to go out there, buy his book, The Red Amendment, read it, understand it, and, take your remedy under the law. But get serious, because once you do this, I mean, this is what we're talking about. You can't hop back and forth across the fence. You know, you can't be, a Social Security recipient or, when you feel like it, or, get your unemployment benefits when you feel like it, and the rest of the time you're a state national. It just don't work that way. And it's not easy, is it, LB?
No, it's not. And the unfortunate thing is people aren't willing to work together. There's too many chiefs out there and not enough Indians. Not that I wanted to be a chief, but I was put in this position because I knew something had to be done. As I stated, I started into this based on, what's with the gun issue, But also, I found that things didn't seem quite right at the time I started in 1993, 94. During that period of time, I knew that things were getting tougher. One of the things that put up a red flag for me. Of course, I wasn't politically involved at all back then. I never voted. I always thought these guys were criminals coming out of high school. I go, this Nixon stuff, they shot Kennedy. You see all this stuff as a kid. You go, I don't even want to deal with that stuff. They're criminals. Something's bad here. So I never voted. People say, well, geez, you're not very patriotic if you don't vote. You can't complain if you don't vote. Well, George Carlin had that right. If you vote for these people, you're responsible for their actions. That's it in a nutshell. That's the way it works in law. Matter of fact, I just posted something on the Not My Government forum yesterday in regards to that under the state nationals section. About being responsible for what these people do because you are voting for them. And there's maxims of law that cover that. But anyway, back to the statement that you made, it's not easy. No, it isn't. And the biggest thing is these island makers that are out there. There's too many people that don't know what they're talking about, or they're agent provocateurs, or people, gatekeepers to keep people in the system. Anyone that's professing this redemption stuff is keeping people in the system by making them use the private law that covers the U.S. citizen status. Okay? So you have to be very careful who you're listening to out there. And there's a lot of them. There's some on this network I won't talk about. But back to what you're saying about private and public law, your show Positively Unconstitutional. I guess we could say that, everything they do, their people are involved in is positively unconstitutional, but it's their fault because they're participating in one, a private system politically. It's unlawful. We talked about that at the top of the hour, last hour. Everything they do is private law anymore. And unfortunately, we're stuck with these people that are called U.S. citizens. They're destroying our common law. Like I mentioned in Colorado, they did away with common law crimes. I don't know how they could do that because everyone has the right to, access these remedies. Matter of fact, Westlaw, as far as back as 1969, put out a common law procedures manual, which I don't know if there's an updated one, but I do have that one. And so common law procedures or pleadings were still around at that time. But the more people let the system go, the more distorted it's going to be, and the more of it's going to be buried.
Keep that thought, because we've got to go back for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Mr. L.B. Bork, author and freedom advocate. Get out!
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and our guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork, and we're talking about the Red Amendment, the 14th Amendment, and how it's created our de facto government, and how it's enslaved us, and what the real issues are. And with that said, L.B., I think we've got a caller here, Bob in Texas. Bob, have you got a question for L.B. today?
Yes, very good show. You mentioned a while ago, you talked a little bit briefly about the straw man. And what I was wondering, a lot of people suggest that you sign your name, upper lower case, followed by UCC 1-308 without prejudice. What's your guess idea on this?
We use the term without prejudice. Basically, that's all commercial law, commercial law, which is a private law system that protects us. The UCC 1-308 that used to be 1-207 basically was the exit out of that system and reserving your rights under common law. So it's not totally detrimental that you use that, but it's signing your name in upper and lower case, and these people that are putting hyphens and colons in their name, it's a bunch of nonsense. It doesn't correct your status.
Okay.
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And just doing these things that if you're not a duck and you put this bill thing on to make you look like a duck, you're still a duck or not a duck.
I understand. So, let me relate something that happened to me a few years back. I was rather mad at the system, so to speak. I sign my name, all uppercase, followed by UCC1-207 without prejudice, send it in to the IRS with my tax check. They sent me back a little form that said I had to sign my name in upper and lower case. I rewrote it with all caps, sent it back, and stated that this was the way I signed my name, and never heard anything from them. So I was wondering if that was, did they just get tired of fooling with me, or is there something to that?
I don't know. You can't tell. There's so much gray, what I call the gray area with the 14th Amendment. It gets them, it lets them pick and choose who they want to go after.
Yeah.
Or what issue of law they want to attack, you know, or enforce. So it's really hard to tell. There's people out there that say, "Oh, the UCC works, this redemption stuff," because they sent something in, and you know, like you said, and they got away with it or whatever. That doesn't mean it's a win. It's a garbage win, I call, a garbage win. There's no law behind what they did, and it's not going to fix the problem. And this movement is plagued with that type, of action going on. And, it's not going to get fixed until you get down to the law. You have your foundations set, and they're proper, that we're going to win this thing, you know. And, you know, if you get away with something, that's great. But like I said, I refer to them as garbage wins. It's not the ultimate win.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to get across. And it's not going to happen until everyone's on a firm foundation and going in the same direction together.
Okay.
And I have a saying, be divided and be conquered. And that's what people are doing by not working together on this.
What I try to explain to people is, you know, it's the United States. And it's a union of states, and until we have unity among the people, that we'll never have a union again.
Right.
Until more than half the people, until the public policy is changed, and we go away from this Marxist system and back to the republics, then you're never going to have freedom.
True.
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what we're dealing with is state nationals, I think, are the remnant that's mentioned in the Bible. Bible I look at is a lot of common sense, and basically the common law is derived from there. If you look at a lot of common law maxims, you can find them in the Bible. And, of course, the courts have dealt with their peoples throughout the history in the court systems using the Bible in a lot of cases. Our system of law is mainly grounded in the British system, or the, you know, system of England. We've adopted the English common law when we started, you know, or separated from England, which I think is a whole nother ruse. You know, it's just more games they were playing. I really don't think we were ever separated. They just separated for purpose of creating a new game, so to speak. So, but the game is there, and they set rules down, and you can be free, but you have to follow their rules. And that's why I get mad when people come up with these whimsical terms like, "Oh, that's your straw man. You can turn them on and off when you want." No, that's some idiot that is telling you that, that's keeping you in the system. And the thing's not going to get fixed until we realize who these perpetrators of fraud are, or lies, and to get rid of them.
Okay.
So if you know, if people want remedy, you know, go to the People's Awareness Coalition, this packinlaw.org website, buy the book, The Red Amendment, you know, read the book, understand what it says, you know, get your head in the law books and get to understanding how this private law and this public law works. And, you know, pretty soon, you know, it's going to become apparent to you how you know, they've conveyed your vessel into trust, and they've taken the legal title. Now, they've given you the equitable title and the use of your body, but they're the legal owner of it. And it seems to me that until you merge the legal title of yourself with your equitable title and you close the trust, that you'll never be free. Is that right?
Yeah, I could agree with everything you said there. Did the caller have another question? I think he was rambling around in the back.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bob. With that said, we got about 4 minutes here before the break. I've got another caller here. Let's talk to Lark in Texas. Good morning, Lark.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm starting to wake up finally.
Listen, LB, the last time I think we spoke, I erroneously noted Black's Law Dictionary, or rather Blackstone's Law Dictionary, in referencing the definition for human being. When I meant to say Ballantines.
Ballantines or Ballantines, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so I want to apologize for that, and at least
correct
the record. golly, I have a couple of questions because I'm very interested in. Of course, I hate that word movement. But
yeah, I know. There you go, movement. I never heard that one before. That's a good one. Because these people are cows or cattle, and they do follow the wrong people usually, so that's interesting. Thanks.
But anyway, here's my questions. I've got a couple, and you guys have to understand that I was not raised in the church. My mother was an atheist, and any connections or any instruction or learnings I ever received were basically through friends.
I think we just lost him there. I don't know what happened.
We lost Lark.
I'm still here.
Oh, they're okay.
There he's back again. Yeah, we lost your audio there.
Okay, well, I apologize. I don't know what happened.
We lost it again.
I'm still
here. He must be on his cell phone.
Is this better?
That's better. We can hear you now.
Okay, can you hear me now okay?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. I have learned that if you just change your position sometimes in a space, you'll correct the signal. And that's
yes.
What I just did. I simply stood up. But here's the questions I have. You referenced the idea that the original law in a Christian nation, which was America, was actually within the Bible. And what I have seen, because I was forced to study religions over the years, is that really what we have is we have a serious split and divergence of opinion between the tenets of the Old Testament and the New, between Judaism and Christianity, and that seems to be where the real tension lies. Would you agree with that? First of all?
Well, sure. They use religions to divide and conquer people. So I told someone that my next book's going to be Politics and Religion are Bullshit, because they both have doctrines in them, and they're used in manners to divide and conquer, like the Republican and Democratic parties. That's another divide and conquer thing they use to divide everyone, even though there are classes like Marx talked about. You should vote for the best person or the guy, man, woman for the job, whatever. I'm not going to get into those issues, but religion does the same thing. So there's only one Bible, and there's only one way to read the thing, and that's why I say I'm non-denominational as regard as the Bible goes. And I think most of the religions that come out of it are false.
Well, I kind of tend to agree with that. The other question I have is related to so-called money or currency. And, of course, I have my own ideas about what currency is. And from what I can see, the false currency is the U.S. dollar. And it's only one definition. There are many definitions. Would you both agree that really the only way to free yourself is to escape from the U.S. dollar and all connections to the Federal Reserve?
Yay. We'll have to hold an answer on that question, because we got to go back to break here for another word from our sponsors. And you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their tits, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We're gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're speaking with our caller, Lark, and our guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork. And Lark was just asking L.B. about the financial system, the money system, the currency. And he said he had some ideas about what currency is, but does the currency system have to go for us to get back to a de jure nation?
Basically, it is the crux of the problem. I pretty much end up the Red Amendment by telling people that is the case. But I feel that people like Ron Paul, who I don't believe is in our best interest, he's just one of those gatekeepers to keep people interested in voting, basically, and appease the masses by bitching about what the problem is. But it's not going to get fixed by him or anyone else, I believe, because that's their end game. The currency is their end game. It does control everything. The last 40 years, they've destroyed America with this debt credit system. And basically, people cannot live without it anymore. They can, but they don't want to.
You know, I talked about Ron Paul back in 1988, and 10% of corporate profits were in the big financial institutions on Wall Street back in 1987, 88 when Ron Paul was running for president. And then in 2008, you saw that fully 70% of all corporate profits in the United States were in the big, you know, four financial institutions, the big 11 financial institutions on Wall Street. And so you can see that the money and banking system has just taken over our entire economy. They own it. They, you know, they can run right. anybody in or out. I mean, it's just, you know, they can make money at will.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I think the only way out of this is for people to correct their nationalities and get out of the system so they're not subject to all these federal laws. And that's what people don't understand, that unless they work together on this and have their foundation proper, it's not going to happen. And the Spartans were fascist. They did not allow the upper echelon of people in that society, did not let the lower end of the scale people have gold or silver unless they you know, let them. So basically the gold and silver system is a good way to do it, but it's not the best way. And there's other alternatives. But people, you know, the paper money system can be abused, but it can be used for the good. The main problem with the system of the Federal Reserve is they're taxing people on air. You know, they're not providing anything. So if the people owned it and they weren't paying interest on it, it might work. But there's better ways to do it. I think a community-based system that was based on barter and trade, some kind of trading system. There are people around the United States, I understand, that do have their own money systems. But again, you're going to get harassed by the feds unless you have proper status.
Well, and you again, know, the government and the money are inseparable. You know, let's face it. I mean, they have the power to coin the money. And until we can, you know, get back to where we have a lawful system, you know, where, you know, they just can't inflate the currency at will and steal your money out of your bank account. I mean, it's a total oxymoron. Yeah. When you put your money in the bank to be safe, it's the bankers who you need to protect your money against.
Right.
And the only way that I know of to do it is, like you say, with a hard asset-based currency, you know, gold and silver coins or whatever that is.
Or people's labor, even. It might sound communistic, but gold and silver, let's say everything started
from...
Labor
is capital. I agree with you.
Yeah, let's say a country had a lot of gold and silver as one of its natural resources. Well, guess what? They're going to get attacked. They're less likely to get attacked by another society or country or people if you know, they based it on their labor. You know, see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I do see where you're going. And there are several different thought processes out there about what money is. But right. I can assure you that a promissory note is not money.
Right. I agree with that. You want to take a caller, maybe? We got Roger.
Yeah, I think we got Roger in West Virginia waiting there. Roger, have you got a question for us?
Hey, Phil, a wonderful program again. And
thank you.
I like your work.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with Joel Rory out of South Carolina?
Yeah, I work with Joseph. He actually pushes my book for me. So, yeah, I work with them. We have a disagreement about the state citizen thing, but
yeah, I noticed that. I've done my research on this as well, based on a lecture that I've heard Joel do, and I went into the state that I was living in at the time, Georgia, and did all the documentation and research, and it was abundantly clear that it was never ratified.
Right.
What's interesting, did you know that Georgia was one of two states, Louisiana being the other, that as late as in the 50s, I think it was 57, they put the federales on notice that the 14th had not ratified.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. I don't know if you're aware of that, but the question I wanted to ask you was, when Johnson was impeached, I haven't went down that rabbit hole, but
we've got to go back to break here, so hold that thought, Roger, until after the break. You're listening to the Public Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and our guest is L.B. Bork.
I'm fine, but a day behind. Up in my feelings to You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And our caller Roger was just showing that, or was just saying to us that back in 1957, he thought Louisiana had protested to the federal government or had put them on notice that the 14th Amendment hadn't been properly ratified all the way back in the 1860s. And then, Roger, you were going to ask a question. You still have your question in mind?
Yeah, George as well. Yeah, a couple questions I had is, one, some folks use the term sovereign rather than citizen, or I've even heard some say denizen. I think I'm pronouncing that right, denizen. What's your response to that?
I don't believe in the word sovereign citizen. I really think that it was a term that they put together to start demonizing people. It's kind of an oxymoron. Yes, people are sovereign. They're born sovereign with the right to choose. But the way the states are set up, once you become part of a body politic, you're not sovereign anymore. You have eclipsed sovereignty. You're going to be subject to some of the laws, which could be as minimal as the public laws of that society. So technically, yes, you are sovereign. But if you're not a sovereign citizen, you're part of the total sovereignty, but individually you're technically not sovereign. And, you know, I'm going to tell people right now that I do not agree with what they've done the last 2,000 years and putting an international law together. But I think if it was followed, for the most part, it is not too bad a system. I don't know. This is a deep subject, and we really shouldn't get into it. But I just want to make the statement that I don't agree with it 100%. I only follow it, because if you don't follow what they put together, and they do leave remedies for us, if you don't follow it, you're going to get nowhere. You can't reinvent the wheel, not with thousands of years of implementation and what they put together. You're going to have to follow the rules, and that's the sad truth of it. And I don't know. It's common sense. Denizen, I use that terminology. Denizen means it was used in English law to. It's a person in English law. It was a person that wasn't a subject of the British government, but they were given some permissions and duties of the subjects of England. In American law, there was no such term until the 14th Amendment. So I've pretty much determined that U.S. citizens are denizens, because they've been given permissions to do things or privileges that they didn't have prior to the 14th Amendment. People were considered denizens if they were born in one of the countries of the Union and went to another state. If you look at Vermont's constitution, they actually, it's one of the only constitutions in the Union that has its own naturalization clause. And all the constitutions should have that, in there. But the funny business started, that was the 14th state. You know, you had the 13 original colony states. And that was the 14th one, and they actually did have a naturalization clause in it. I think it was Section 32 or 3, I can't remember, of their constitution. But it's very interesting. They called people subjects in there, too, a natural-born subject instead of citizen. And it's a different terminology than they used in the English law. But technically, citizen and subject are synonymous in some respects. A citizen... people are subject to the law, like I said. You're not sovereign. You have the clip sovereignty, and you're subject to the laws of that body politic or that state. And then the citizen title is the political rights. So technically, I believe, and they do use denizen also in that, you're a denizen if you're not a natural born citizen or subject of that state. So, there's just been too much loose terminology in the history of America. And it's unfortunate, because it allows for games to be played.
Well, and I've talked about this word art before. You know, they give words in legal terminology, they put it in code. They virtually encrypt it by changing the meaning of the words. And even words that, you know, we think we know what they mean. I mean, as recently as the last 50 years, they've changed words' meanings.
Oh, sure.
You know, like democracy and republic and, you know, I mean, they've actually, you know, redefined the words so that there's a gray area.
Oh, yeah.
It's not clear anymore.
Right. And the 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment is steeped in gray area. It's evil. The author of deception is Satan. The 14th Amendment is nothing but satanic evil. I mean, because there's so much gray area that's created, by this thing. And the reason being is they did not repeal or get rid of the Constitution. The 14th Amendment technically, creates a new political system, which is governed by a different set of rules and laws. However, the original Constitution's all there.
Except it's still in full force and effect.
Yeah,
in the republics, just no one lives in the republics. Except
right.
A few people like you and Jerry and Lee Brobst and a few others. You know, I'm finding more and more of them all the time, but they're few and far between.
Yep. And we have a lot of fence walkers out there, which is unfortunate, because they're the ones creating the problems for things to get exposed and fixed.
And I'm guilty. My crotch is sore. I've been straddling the fence. Can't figure out how to get off it. I'm hooked. I'm hooked on the fence. I can't get off.
Now, back to my stories. My ex-wife, she didn't want to play the free game. She wanted the instant gratification of the system, and I was done with it. So I guess that's why we parted. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm rambling here. Caller, did you have something else to add?
Yeah, one other question. I'll take this off air if you like. But when I did my research of when this happened, and by the way, I ended up even getting the documentation from the enemy side, i.e. the generals that carried out the forced nature of it. But I didn't have time to go do a another rabbit hole search, but I noticed that there was an impeachment of
Johnson. Breaking up.
At that time,
you're breaking up, caller.
Yeah, I was wanted to know if that Johnson, the president, there was an impeachment of him, and I wondered if that was over the 14th Amendment.
He's breaking up too bad to understand
him. I don't know what's happened to his connection there, if he's on a cell phone or something, but we've lost our caller there. And we're running a little bit short on time here. We've only got about 20 minutes of show left. And
Alan in Colorado is...
Yeah, I think he's been holding for a while, so let's switch to Alan and see what he's got to bring to the party. Hi, Alan.
Guess he dropped.
Alan dropped? Okay. Well, again, there's just so much for us to talk about. You know, you were talking about this naturalization clause in the Vermont Constitution, and you know, this is what I've been trying to explain to people. If you become a state national or a national de jure, you're actually a party to the state's constitution, and then of course the state is a party to the national constitution, right?
Right. Right. See, that's one of the things I noticed when I was reading a lot of case law. I say don't, that's the number one rule of not how to, or how to study law. Don't read case law to learn from it. But once you know the foundations, you can go back and look at it, and you have a much better idea what's going on when they're talking or stating things. So, one of the things I did learn when I was reading case law, because everyone else was at the time before I found out what my rule truly was, is no one had access to the state constitution. The 14th Amendment came up all the time. And technically, people in the states don't have access to their state constitutions. You know,
well, that's because nobody lives in the state anymore. You live in the District of Columbia, which is an overlay of the state. You live in one of the inks.
Right.
And again, the republics are laid over. They're hidden under this dual legal system. And that's what people really need to understand. There's actually a dual legal system. There's a public system and a private system.
Right.
And once you volunteer into the private system, basically you don't have access to the public system anymore.
Right. That's basically what I've come up with. And did you read the article I've written, Dual System of Law? I don't know if you found that one.
I believe I have written it, and I've read, you know, a lot of the stuff that you've written, and so much of it I've come to the same conclusion. I've read No Treason by Lysander Spooner, and I've read your Historical Heir, Citizen of the United States Examined, Human Resources Discussed, Income Tax, Do You Volunteer, I haven't gotten my copy of the Red Amendment yet, but I've read the first chapter of it. I found it online, and just right on down the line, how, you know, our system of government has been changed. And actually, you know, I've been reading some stuff the other day, and everyone's looking for remedy.
Sorry, yes, they are.
Someone must be planting new viruses out there. Amazing. One of the things that I learned in the last day or two, Helby, and maybe you can speak to this, is that you need three things to be a nation under international law. And that is de jure money, de jure law, and a de jure army. And, of course, we don't have any of those things.
No. These people that are forming militias, there was a recent case, the Heller case out of D.C., and there was another case out of California that mentioned it. That's on the, if you want to join the notmygovernment.us forum, we have all that information up there. But they stated right in there that gun ownership and the militias and all these rights that the people prior to the 14th Amendment had has changed. It's that doesn't exist anymore. And it would for, you know, if people are in the Republic like you say it, but they're not. And, you know, these people that are forming militias, that's what one of the things I noted when I was doing my research. I go, these guys got mad because they could not get the people of the South for treason against the Constitution or the federal government. So they fixed that with the 14th Amendment. Now they'll be able to. If they're going to be held for treason if there's another so-called civil war, which well, it wasn't
and
a civil
this
war.
This is the point that I've made, is what's going to happen is that, you know, everybody wants, you know, their cake and eat it too, until, you know, the big iron-toed boot of the military establishment kicks them in the ass, and they lose their job, and they end up in the internment camp, and all, and they have no rights. And the dictatorship tells them what to do. And, you know, those of us, or, you know, those of you who are outside the jurisdiction can look on and say, I told you so. And everybody's going to try to jump, you know, to the other side of the fence, and you know, you're going to be overwhelmed with work to do.
Well, that's, yeah, well, it's not going to happen. You can't backtrack. The way I do the paperwork, we do it from our birth because of the fraud. But it's best to have clean ties and cut the ties, or clean up the old record and then cut the ties. That's what I did. And a lot of people are trying to use this as a remedy to fix problems, and that's not what we're trying to accomplish. It's not a quick fix. It's a new lifestyle, and you have to get rid of the old one first, and you have to have your head straight to do it.
Well, and you know, and a few weeks ago I had Lee Brobst on as my guest, and he said, you know, people are not prepared to take care of themselves. You know, what happens if you get sick? You know, there's no Medicare, no Medicaid under this. There's no privileges there. You know, you have to save for your retirement and plan for your retirement, because there's going to be no Social Security for you. And, right. And of course, you can't borrow money from people who don't have it. You actually have to borrow it from people who actually have the money. You know, you can't go to the bank and have them create it with your signature.
Right. Well, as long as you brought up Lee, there's one thing I saw on his site recently that it was very interesting, because I ran into Lee's work towards the end of my research I did to write my book back in 99. I found his USA, the Republic No One Lives In, just before I wrote my book. And to be honest, he had a little bit better handle on the Roman law than I did at that time. But my research, like I said, is grounded in Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment in general, and I moved that information forward to what they provided for remedy the last 100 and some years. So I've looked at statutory construction, and not just the old stuff, but to current day. So that's my forte. But one thing that's interesting I saw Lee put up on his site was, I'm going to read it here. It's a testimony that of someone he knew, and I guess he's about 75 years old, if I know correctly. I don't think I've ever talked to the man. I should call him someday. But he says, all in all, I learned a lot, and I'm forever grateful to a man by the name of Bill Avery. Bill was a tax auditor and translator for the World Corporations. He could speak, read, and write 12 languages fluently, his major being Latin. Because of his background, he told me the corporations were in the process of setting up a corporate one-world communist dictatorship, untouchable by any government. And I came to that conclusion all without this inside information that Bill had, because I studied the law. It's written right in there what they're doing. And so it was nice to see Bill put this up there, because there it is from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and I already determined what they were doing, and that's what I related in the Red Amendment back in 99. And, you know, he didn't really go into that, but I was flabbergasted that I did find out what they were doing. It's all there. for people to sit there and cry fraud and they're hiding things. No, they're not. It's right there. I found it.
You know, it's a funny thing about that is that if you're really watching, I mean, it seems like they have this unwritten rule that, you know, the government, they can do whatever they want as long as they let you know first.
Exactly. You know? Well, it's disclosure. Yeah, they operate off fear and deception, but yet they put the truth out there. So, like you said, that maximum law, let those who wish to be deceived be deceived.
But, of course, there's as much information as there is disinformation, and so the average guy, you know, he's so confused by the public fool system and the conditioning he had in school, he can't tell what's true and what's not.
And patriots.
And he's willing to take anybody's opinion.
Yeah, and patriots. That's the purpose of the Island Makers Project.
That's because, these people get their opinion secondhand. They don't do the research.
Exactly.
They're listening to somebody else.
Right.
Well, that said, we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show here. We've got to go back to another word from our sponsors. You're listening to L.B. Bork and Phil Pozderek on Positively Unconstitutional.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and I want to thank today's guest, Mr. L.B. Bork. Again, go to www.packinlaw.org, buy his book, The Red Amendment, read it, do your own research, go out, read the laws, understand how they've thrown the Roman administrative civil system, over top as a dual system of law. And when you really understand the 14th Amendment and you read this book, you're going to really understand how you've been ensnared, how you've been, focused down that path. With that said, today's show is for September the 4th, 2010. Upcoming in the next hour, we have Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited, so stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited and Todd McGreevy. And excellent show today, LB. Any final thoughts or words for people?
Just start working together. We need to come together and start protecting each other. Like Lee said, you're going to be hanging out there, and this thing's not going to get done unless people start locally working together. That's the most important thing right now. And set aside a lot of the chiefs out there. There's too many chiefs.
What's that famous quote? We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately?
Yes, I think it was Franklin that said that, possibly.
I believe so, Ben Franklin, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I think you're right. I think we need to have alternate systems of money. With that said, give a little plug here for the American Open Currency System, bringing back silver money, and highly recommend that you go and find the American Open Currency System, buy yourself some silver before the next leg down in the market here. We could see that happening already. Of course, the way the system is set up, in my opinion, it's specifically designed to fail and enslave the people to the elitist powers that own the financial system.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how to explain it much better than that. Is that, if you participate in the Babylonian system of commerce, which is where these laws come from, all these statutes that they're running out, which you learned in, what did you call it, the Institute of Roman Laws?
Yeah, Institute of Roman Law by Soam. It's available online if you can find it. Just do a search on it.
How do you spell the name Soames?
S-O-H-M is his name.
S-O-H-M.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. If you need something to read, what's it, about 1,000 pages?
Something like that. It's a small pages. It's a small book, so they don't get much copy on the page. But yeah, it's one of the best reads I've read, and it explains a lot of the secrets that they don't tell us.
Right. And yeah, these are the things that I find amazing is, when you go in court and you ask the judge, is this a bankruptcy court? He says, well, I'm not here to give you legal advice.
Right.
You ask your lawyer. And of course, your lawyer, he's not allowed to tell you. it's all part of the fraud. I've got people out there, legal research that I've read that says that the absence of law is your remedy. Anytime you go into court, all you got to do is ask the judge, say, I'm going to subpoena the Attorney General of the state and the Supreme Court of the state, and I want to see where this law has been certified as being constitutional. And since the Constitution is effectively not in effect because of, the war never ended. We're still under the War Powers Act. And so we have this, political power system. Well, I can hear the music once more. We're out of time. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. This has been Positively Unconstitutional.
With